Okay, Veterans Day is coming, and as we gear up to honor the military men and women who have bravely served our country, we thought we would devote our next segment with a captivating book that has just been released. New York Times bestselling author Steve Eubanks has a brand new book that is out about our modern-day military heroes. It is an amazing read, and I really thought Steve did just such an amazing job exploring the transformation of two men from college football players to wartime heroes. The title of the book is All American: Two Young Men and the 2001 Army-Navy Game and the War They Fought in Iraq. Welcome in to Yahoo Sports Radio in the Quicken Loans studio. Steve, it's great to have you with us this weekend.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much. I appreciate this.
Well, first and foremost, I just want to extend to you congratulations because the reviews have been so strong. It really is a fascinating, a dual profile of two athletes, former Army quarterback and Ranger Captain Chad Jenkins and former Navy linebacker and Marine Captain Brian Stann, who played against each other in the Army-Navy game in 2001. Steve, I have to assume as an author that you are frequently, you know, asked about what's the inspiration behind the book? How did you come up with this idea? And I think for our listeners, just kind of open up about the process, because in my mind, after going through the book, there's no doubt that this was a story that really did deserve to be told.
Well, thank you. And yeah, I had always wanted to tell a story of our modern heroes, the guys that have fought in what is now the longest war in American history, and some truly extraordinary men. But, you know, I'm a sports writer, so what was I going to do? I'm certainly not going to go in bed with those people. And, since I did not serve on the front lines, I wondered what I could contribute to the wartime canon that hadn't already been said.
Right.
And then I ended up picking up Laura Hillenbrand's extraordinary book, Unbroken, which was the story of Olympic middle distance runner Louis Zamperini, who ended up being a POW during World War II. And as I closed that book, I said to myself, you know what, that's how you do it. Because those guys who played against each other in that 2001 Army-Navy game had no intention of going to war when they went to the academies. It was the last thing on their mind. I mean, they had gone to play football. Now, they knew they had service commitments. They'd gone for a job. I mean, they knew they had 5 years of military service ahead of them. But they were not intending to go to war because we were a peacetime nation at that point. So, as is the case with most college athletes, they were simply recruited to go play. That all changed on 9/11 when the first plane hit the towers, and I wanted to tell their story because I thought this is an extraordinary transformation from athletes to heroes.
Steve Eubanks is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're talking about his brand new book that has just been released, All American: Two Young Men, the 2001 Army-Navy Game, and the War They Fought in Iraq. And it is interesting because you were talking about these were just two young men that enrolled in their respective military universities. War was the last thing on their mind. But did they grow up in military families?
Neither of them did, in fact. It was kind of funny because Chad Jenkins, my Army quarterback, he had come from Dublin, Ohio, no military background, no family connection there at all. He was recruited to play at Army, and the Army recruiter came in and told him, look, not only can you play Division I football, which, given Chad's size, was something that he wouldn't otherwise have been able to do, you'll play on national television every year, and who knows, Chad, maybe someday we'll have General Jenkins. And that really struck home with him. It was something that he had a fascination since he was a child with that sort of thing, and he's a natural born leader. So the whole concept of playing in that environment really struck home with him. And the same with Brian Stann. He went because of the money. Brian had been recruited to play at several Ivy League schools and actually had a chance to play quarterback there. He had been a high school quarterback and a linebacker. But the Ivy League did not give full athletic scholarships, so he couldn't go play for Harvard and Yale simply because he couldn't afford it. So he ended up going to the Naval Academy, which in his mind was at least the next best thing.
You know, when I was going through the book, too, I understand that the families, when they announced that this is where they were going to attend college, they weren't necessarily so supportive, were they?
Oh, Chad's mother cried.
Right.
She broke down at the table, and his father's like, Chad, you really don't want to do that. But they finally did come around, particularly once they went and visited the campuses and saw exactly what kind of an environment they were going to be entering into. It was funny because both of Chad's sisters, he's the youngest of three children, both of his sisters had attended Ohio State. So when they showed up at West Point, both of them looked at each other and said, Chad's college experience is going to be much different than ours.
You know, Steve, I mentioned in the open, you're a best-selling author, you're an award-winning writer, you have written and released over 30 books. What did you take away from this? I mean, there's always, when you go through the process, there's things that you learn.
Well, I mean, I had always known that, you know, we were dealing with some extraordinary young men and women. I had heard the stories, I had read other books about the things that the guys had done overseas during these conflicts. I really had no idea until I sat down with these guys and spoke with the men that they served with. I had no idea how extraordinary they were. And I have to tell you, to a man, every one of them deflects attention away from themselves. When I talked to Chad and Brian about the things that they did, they deflected. Oh, no, it wasn't me. It was just a job. It was the men that I served with. They're the guys that I want to make sure gets praise here. Then I talked to the men who served with them. Some of them can barely get through the stories because they get so emotional about just what great leaders these two men were and some of the things that they did on the battlefield.
Were there some great stories, too, that you shared about their teammates?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of their teammates were, ended up not making it through, to the next Army-Navy game.
Yeah.
They play in the 2001 Army-Navy game, and by the 2003 game, they're not around anymore. And that's a sad statement, but that's what we sort of expect out of our men and women in uniform. And it's amazing because the 2001 Army-Navy game was the most watched college football game of the decade for that very reason. People who wouldn't ordinarily tune in and watch a college football game watched that one because they simply wanted to see our heroes, not the game themselves. They wanted to see the men who played in it.
Well, Steve, let's take a closer look at that first Army-Navy game after 9/11. There's many different aspects that I would love to highlight, but I thought it was really cool. You know what, President George W. Bush, I mean, he spoke and went into both the guys' locker rooms. What did he share?
He did. He spoke to both Army and Navy. Went in the pregame and ended up speaking to both Army and Navy and gave very impassioned pleas where he was talking about how, yes, these were the guys you were going to be playing against today, but they were the guys you're going to be serving beside tomorrow. So it was it was something that really struck home with both of them. And then General Norman Schwarzkopf came in and spoke to the Army locker room. Obviously, he's a West Point graduate. And John McCain, a former Annapolis graduate, came in and spoke in the Navy locker room, both giving very impassioned speeches.
And I understand Senator John McCain, he was really, really fired up, and it kind of stunned some of the players, wasn't he? You have to tell that story.
It was really kind of funny. I mean, I talked to him about it now, and he kind of chuckled at it. I interviewed him for the book, and he said, yeah, I got a little fired up about that. But his face got red, and he got to yelling about how they were going to beat Army. And several of the Navy guys who were in the locker room were looking at each other like, is this guy going to stroke out, or what's about to happen here? So it was a fun time.
The reviews are in, and they are high marks for Steve Eubank's brand new book. He's a best-selling author, award-winning writer. It is titled All-American, Two Young Men, the 2001 Army-Navy Game, and the War They Fought in Iraq. Please tell all of our listeners at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, where they can go and get a copy of it, Steve.
Anybody can go to any of the major bookstores, go to Amazon.com and just pick it up.
Steve, listen, have a great weekend, and I promise we will catch up with you again real soon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
You bet. That was Steve Eubanks talking about his brand new book, All American, Two Young Men, the 2001 Army-Navy Game, and the War They Fought in Iraq. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.